From Washington, the Smithsonian Institution presents Radio Smithsonian.
My car has never been in the garage. Never. Never. It's a 20 by 20 garage. We had it well insulated, and that's where the big bulk of the music has been.
One of the largest collections of sheet music in the country moves from a garage in Fort Wayne, Indiana, to the National Museum of American History. We'll talk with the collector of over 130,000 individual pieces of sheet music dating back some 200 years as he passes on his prized collection to the Smithsonian. Plus highlights of a recently released Smithsonian recording called Singers and Soloists of the Swing Bands. I'm Mary Beth Kirshner, and this is Radio Smithsonian.
Good morning. This is Dugan Fry speaking for Nancy Lee and the Hilltoppers, our Farm Services Director Pam Geppert, and the whole crew. We're welcoming you into this Sunday edition of our Little Red Barn. Really good to see you, and we're almost set and ready to go on this fine Sunday, but of course, we can't do a thing until Sam says...
Happy Sunday, everybody! Come on in, we've been waiting for you, and we have lots of good music, some expected guests.
To millions of listeners in 20 states, and even the border areas of Canada and Mexico, the voice of Sam DeVincent is a familiar one when he introduces Nancy Lee and the Hilltoppers on radio station WOWO, as he's done for more than 40 years. Mr. DeVincent, though, is deserving of fame not only for his qualities as a musician and radio personality, but also for the extraordinary collection of sheet music he has put together during the past 58 years. He spoke to us about that collection from his home in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
I was influenced by radio station WLS in Chicago, the old National Barn Dance station. They featured all the old songs. So as they sang the songs, and here I'm just a kid, I'm visualizing in my mind... What does that sheet music look like?
In fact, the desire to know what that sheet music looked like has led to a private collection that is rivaled by only a handful of public institutions. Over the years, Sam DeVincent has assembled more than 130,000 individual pieces of sheet music dating from 1790 to the present, 10,000 recordings with about 80,000 selections, and 500 to 1,000 books on music. The sheet music covers a wide spectrum indeed. Everything from an understandably minute sampling of some 20 Ku Klux Klan publications to a large group of ragtime music written by black composers and which sold very well around the turn of the century.
So as a young kid, every little nickel I made from selling newspapers and whatever else I could earn a nickel at, I'd buy sheet music. And you could get them in those days at old bookshops and antique stores for practically a song.
Over the decades, Sam DeVincent's hobby has grown to fill the whole of his garage and a sizable portion of his house. Recently, following a good deal of soul-searching, he made the agonizing decision to transfer his unique collection to the Smithsonian Institution. John Hassey, curator for the Smithsonian's Division of Musical Instruments, will be responsible for the DeVincent collection, not only once it arrives in Washington, D.C., but even before, as he drives an enormous truck filled with sheet music from Fort Wayne, Indiana, to the nation's capital. In the days before the widespread use of recorded music, sheet music was enormously popular.
I'd like to go to some land far away where we could be quiet alone. Dreaming the sunshine of love all the day in a quiet home.
people would go down to the dime stores and the department stores back in the early part of the century, where there would be music counters, sometimes enclosed in glass, and there would be all the latest songs piled up on the counter and sometimes hanging from lines or wire or, you know, displayed in various ways. And the young lady at the counter would usually obligingly sit down at the piano and demonstrate the song for you. Young people were the particular market for a lot of the sheet music. They would flock down to the sheet music counter like kids go to the record store today to pick up the latest hits. Sheet music is an important way of studying not only our musical history, but also our social and cultural history, because so much of what has happened in this country has been reflected in its popular songs. Someone has said that you could write the history of America through its songs, and that's largely true. And it's true in the Da Vincent collection. About a third of it is organized by musical categories or composers, but most of it's organized by history topic. So you have, for example, perhaps 1,000 songs about railroads and automobiles, 120 songs about Charles Lindbergh, hundreds of songs about American cities, American presidents and wars, and all sorts of themes in our history. It's a perfect collection for an American history museum, like the National Museum of American History.
Nothing of great value is created without a sacrifice of equal value. Sam Da Vincent tells us a little of what went into putting together one of the world's great sheet music collections.
First of all, I've got a marvelous wife who works with me in music, Nancy Lee of the Hilltoppers. All these years, she's really put up with all this music, and it's always been in our home. So you can imagine not having much living space, because she just knew it made me happy, and we found a way to keep it here. My car has never been in the garage, never. Never. It's a 20 by 20 garage. We had it well insulated, and that's where the big bulk of the music has been. I had special bins made. Had carpenters working in there. Then when my son got married, guess who got the bedroom? And that's where another big stack of music is. There's music all over the place. And right now, getting it ready for the Smithsonian is really a job.
Really a job may be the understatement of the year. When asked to estimate how long it would take someone working full-time to catalog the entire Da Vincent collection, musical instrument curator John Hassey had to whip out a pencil and make some rapid calculations.
No, let me just think for a second. 12 pieces an hour, that's 100 a day, 500 a week, 25,000 a year? Okay, there is enough work to keep one person busy probably 5 years cataloging the entire collection.
5 years to catalog the work of a lifetime. Well, maybe that isn't so out of proportion. But what about the pain of separation? 58 years of blood, sweat, and tears being driven off in a rented van. Sam Da Vincent.
I'm being very honest with you now, but I wake up nights and I kind of shiver sometimes that, like, what's happening?
Yeah.
And yet, in my heart of hearts, being a believer and a person who I believe has been blessed by the Lord, I say, hey, this is a blessing. It's going to a place that's going to honor this music. It will be perpetuated for years. People will enjoy it long after I'm gone. So that kind of takes the sting out of it.
The Samuel Da Vincent collection of sheet music, recordings, and music books will become a permanent part of the archives of the Division of Musical Instruments at the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History. For Radio Smithsonian, I'm Larry Smitsler.